नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य प्रौढमनोरमावर्गे प्रथमः पाठः, कन्याप्रकरणे प्रथमः भागः, आगस्ट् मासस्य 17 दिनाङ्कः. फ्रम् टुडे विल् स्टार्ट् द प्रौढमनोरमा आफ् भट्टोजी दीक्षित. For those who are not familiar with the work, I think all of you have studied the Kaumudi. Is there anybody here who has not attended my classes before this? Any of my classes? I can recognize most of the names. Anybody who has not, is attending my classes for the first time? No? Okay, fine. So, you should all be familiar with this. So, just a few words before we start the class. Okay. No problem. We have an initiative called Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation. So, our association with the founders of the company goes back much before that. So, this company was not there when I started the Siddhanta Kaumudi classes, but it was the person, the head of it, who pushed me for it, Venkat. So, some of you might also be familiar with him. He has recently started Laghu Kaumudi classes on the net. So, it was our, desire since a long time to make Shastra available for on the net, probably, using technology. So, Vyoma Linguistic Labs is a company which has started with that vision to integrate Sanskrit with technology and give the best possible. So, we have done some products for learning, Sanskrit learning, for at a different level, for beginners. There is multimedia CD-ROMs for beginners, for sandhis, and we have audio CDs, and there are some e-learning systems, etc. So, Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala was our e-learning initiative where we wanted to conduct classes on the net for Sanskrit. So, e-learning is a very popular thing these days for most other subjects, but there was nothing, not much in related to Sanskrit when we started. So, we have been doing Siddhanta Kaumudi classes since probably a little more than 3 years, if I'm right. So, there were Bhagavad Gita classes and Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi has started probably 1 month back. And this is the next at Proudha Manorama. So, all these initiatives are promoted by Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation. So, we are not charging anything for the classes. We study the Shastra with a lot of effort because, our timings and the teacher's timings and going there, coming, it was all difficult. So, probably this has made things easier. So, there is no fees, but if any of you would like to support us in our efforts, it's a non-profit company, so everything is for Sanskrit, promotion of Sanskrit. So, please visit vyomalabs.in. and see if you like our efforts. So, you can support any of our ongoing projects, or if there is something which you have in mind, we can do it. So, that is about our institution. Coming to the classes directly, we are using a different tool this time than the Siddhanta Kaumudi. We are using GoToMeeting for the classes of Kaumudi. So, if my voice breaking very much for everybody, or is it this connection problem? So maybe it is my connection problem because of the rains in Chennai. So connection is not very good. We had this problem last class with Homari, or perhaps it is even the tool. This is not as good as GoToMeeting because this is a free tool. We will see if we can do with this for a few classes. If the quality is not very good, then we will think of changing the programs. We did the we used this for MA classes, I think, and we are doing fine with that. So the Proudha Manorama is an auto commentary by Bhattoji Dikshitar himself on the Siddhanta Kaumudi, right? So the Siddhanta Kaumudi has many commentaries. It is probably one of the most popular works in Vyakarana literature after Dashtadhyayi itself. So there are a lot of commentaries like the Bala Manorama, the Tattva Bodhini, we have Lakshmi, we have Subodhini, and many things. But this Proudha Manorama is very special because of several reasons. First thing, that it is by the author himself. So it will be a reliable source to understand what he really meant. Right? So a commentator's job is to interpret the author. So if the author himself is the commentator, so the part of the interpretation will be reliable. I mean, we know what he wanted, whether it is correct or not is a different thing. What he really meant, he can explain better. And the second thing is that Manorama is not just like a commentary, a normal commentary. So, we will learn more about this after we do the Mangalam. I forgot. So, please, the normal Mangalam. Yenakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwarat kritsnam vyakaranam proktan tasmai paninaye namaha. This is a shloka which I think everybody is familiar with. Yena maheshwarat akshara samamnayam adhigamya kritsnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Yena paninina, by whom? Maheshwarat, maheshwarasya sakashat akshara samamnayam, maheshwara sutra rupena varananam samudayam adhigamya prapya kritsnam vyakaranam proktam. Purnataya Edvyakarana Shastramasti Ashtadhyayi Rupena Taduktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha. Vakyakaram Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakarancha Pranatosmi Munitrayam. So these three sages are the backbone of Vyakarana. So Sutrakaraha Paninihi Vakyakaraha Nama Vartikakaraha Vararuchihi Bhashyakaraha Patanjalihi. So, Munitrayam Pranataha Asmi. So, we start anything in Vyakarana going down to these three sages. So, the Mangala Shloka of Proudha Manorama is this. So, I will teach, so you can all just repeat. Dhyayam Dhyayam Param Brahma. Smaram smaram guror giraha Siddhanta kaumudi vyakhyam Kurmaha praudhamanoramam. Param Brahma Dhyayam Dhyayam Guroh Giraha Smaram Smaram Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Praudha Manoramam Kurmaha. Iti Mangala Shlokaha. So Dhyayam Dhyayam Smaram Smaram Iti Namulanta Prayoga. Those are words ending in a suffix called Namul. It indicates repetitive effort. Okay, so Dhyayam Dhyayam is again and again meditating upon Param Brahma, the ultimate spirit or the supreme spirit, Parabrahma. Guroho Giraha and Smaram Smaram, remembering again and again, Guroho Giraha, the words of my Guru. Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Podhara Manoramam Kurmaha. So this is by Bhattoji Dikshitar. So he says, I will do and I will create this Prodha Manorama, which is a commentary on the Siddhanta Kaumudi. So Bahuvachana is there, Atmani Bahuvachanam is the popularly accepted usage. So Karomi Ityartheva Kurmaha Iti Prayogaha. Jhayam Jhayam Param Brahma Smaram Smaram Guror Giraha Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Kurmaha Praudha Manoramam. Bhattoji Rikshitasya Vishaya Kinchit. Sarve Jananteva Bhattoji Rikshitaha Mahan Panditaha Natu Kevalam Vyakarana Shastre Apitu Nyaya Shastre Vedante Itara Shastre Shopi. So Srikalaha Prayaha Shodasha Shatabdi Dikshitaha iti Namna api Jnayate Prayaha Maharashtriyaha iti Kintu Kashyam Eva Avasat Bahukalam Kashyam Eva Avasat. So Tadena Bahushu Shastreshu Granthaha Rachitaha Dharma Shastre Vedante Nyaya Shastre ityadi. Vyakarana Shastre tu Chatvaraha Granthaha Dikshitaihi Nirmitaha Siddhanta Kaumudi Praudha Manorama Shabda Kaustubhaha. Shabda Kaustubhaha iti Mahabhashyasya Vyakhyanam Ashtadhyayi Kramena Vyakhyanam Vyakarana Bhushana Karikaha Athava Siddhanta Karikaha. So Prameya Bhagasya, so the Dhatvarthaha Nipatarthaha Namarthaha ityadi ityadi vishaye karika rupena kashana granthaha lakhi rachitaha tasya vyakhyana rupena vayakarana bhushanam iti kaundabhattena nirmitaha. So that is a very famous text in the arthika prakarana of grammar. So we have different kinds of texts in grammar. One is the prakriya texts, which are meant mainly to help in prakriya, whereas the other kind, which called the semantics, the meaning, what is the meaning of a dhatu, is the meaning of a pratipadika, etc. So, such things are dealt with in that grantha. So, these are the four granthas by Bhattoji Dikshita. So, Bhattoji Dikshita came from a very learned family, lineage, both his family and his guru parampara. So, the Sapita Lakshmidhara Panditaha iti. Guru ho Shesha Krishnaha. So I am Shesha Krishnaha. There is a Siddhanta Kaumudi is a Prakriya Grantha, right? So it is a reordering of the Ashtadhyayi. But Bhattoji Dikshitar was not the first one who did the reordering. So there were texts before him which attempted reordering of the sutras of Ashtadhyayi, and one of the most prominent of them was Prakriya Kaumudi, okay, by Ramachandra. So before the Siddhanta Kaumudi, actually if you look at the old texts like Kashika, not Kashika, some other texts of grammar, they mention a Kaumudi. So the Kaumudi they refer to is called the Prakriya Kaumudi and not the Siddhanta Kaumudi. So it was by Ramachandra and it was the inspiration for Dikshitar to write his work. Okay. So his guru Shesha Krishna had written a commentary on that Prakriya Kaumudi. Okay, Prakashanama Vyakhyanam Rachitam Prakriya Kaumudyam. Asya Bhatuhu Putraha, the son of his brother was Kaundabhatta. It is again a very popular name in Vyakarana. He wrote the Vayakarana Bhushanam and the Vayakarana Bhushana Sara. So both of them are very popular works. His son, Bhattoji Dikshita's son, was Bhanu Dikshita. Tenato Amarakoshasya Vyakhyanam Rachitam Ramashrami iti Vyakhyanam. His grandson, that is the son of Bhanu Dikshita, was Hari Dikshita, who has written a Vyakhyana on the Praudha Manorama itself called the Shabda Ratna. Okay. And Nagesha Bhatta was the disciple of Hari Dikshita. Right? Hari Dikshita is Shishyaha Nagesha Bhatta. So Nagesha has written extensively, including the Laghu Shabdendra Shekhara, which is a commentary on the Siddhanta Kaumudi, the Udyota, which is a commentary on the Mahabhashya and Pradipa, and Paribhashendra Shekhara, Manjusha. So there are so many works of Nagesha. So Bhattoji Dikshita's parampara has been very good. both his family and his Shishya Parampara. That is why the commentaries on the Siddhanta Kaumudi itself and the commentaries are very popular because of that. That is, there were people, I mean, not just himself, but his students and his grandson who were all propagating his views or who wrote texts on his Siddhanta. So, Praudha Manorama Vishaye Kinchit Pashyamaha. Nakaumudi Bhati Manoramam Vina. Nakaumudi Bhati Manoramam Vina. Iti Kastana Kachana Uktihi Vartati. So, Kaumudi. Kaumudi ityasya Chandrika Atyarthaha. It means the moonlight. Okay. So, Kaumudi Manoramam Vina na Bhati. So, you cannot enjoy moonlight without Manorama. Manaha Ramayati. So, a wife or a beloved. Similarly, Kaumudi Manorama Vinana Bhati, Siddhanta Kaumudi, the text Siddhanta Kaumudi cannot be understood, will not shine without Manorama, which is the Proudha Manorama. So it is a Shlesha there which is involved. So it just tells the importance of Manorama in understanding Kaumudi. So if you look at the chronological order in which Bhattavaji Dikshit writes, Proudha Manorama is his last work. So it gives all the Siddhantas at a maturity, that is, his Siddhantas, he had thought over them and he represents them in the best way in the Proudha Manorama. Tatraiva Siddhanta Pratipadanam. Kaha Bhedaha Kaumudi Manoramayoho. Kaumudyam Siddhanta Pratipadanam. He just states the Siddhanta, whereas he supports or substantiates those claims in the Manorama. He tells why he wrote something on what is the Purva Paksha or the Siddhanta. Manorama is not like an ordinary commentary. The aim of a general commentary is to explain the Moola. That is, it will explain what is word-to-word meaning of the Moola. Say, for example, if you take the Bala Manorama. So, Kaumudi Panktinam Panktishaha Arthaha Diyate. Manorama Yamsa Tathana Bhavati. Manorama is not to explain the Moola of the Kaumudi. It is something much more. It explains what the Kaumudi has left out. Kaumudyam yan nasti tadeva manoramayam bhavati. Right? So it gives additional matter on the Kaumudi. They say there is a vivada. So what is the Purva Paksha? What is the Siddhanta? Or what Dikshitar has not stated in the Kaumudi is not what is given in the Manorama. That is why the Proudha Manorama is the first text that they study in Vyakarana Shastra. Till the Siddhanta Kaumudi, so it is useful not just for those who want to study the Vyakarana Shastra, for people in any Shastra. Right? So, Karanadam, Paniniyam, Sarva Shastropakarakam. The Nyaya Shastra and Vyakarana are useful for any Shastra. So, for them, Siddhanta Kaumudi is useful. Whether you are studying Vedanta or Nyaya or anything, you require the Kaumudi. The basics of Vyakarana or the Siddhanta as given there is enough. But the other texts which we have, starting from the Proudha Manorama, are for Vyakarana Shastra. Right? So, this is where the Shastrartha begins, where you start discussing on the why and the how of the Shastra. So, Proudha Manorama is there in the syllabus of probably all universities, which teach Navya Vyakarana, that is, which teach Vyakarana in the Kaumudi Krama. Proudha Manorama is a compulsory text. So, Manoramayaha Vyakhyanayashu Shabdaratnam Atyantam Pramukham. So, Shabdaratnam Tasya Pautrena Haridikshitena Rasitam. Shabdaratnasya Vidhadvayam Labhyate. So, there is a Brihat Shabdaratnam, Laghu Shabdaratnam. The name suggests the Brihat Shabdaratnam is a bigger commentary and the Laghu Shabdaratnam is a shorter commentary. So, Shabdaratna is the most popular commentary for Manorama, which was done by Hari Dikshita. But it is not a simple commentary again. Shabdaratna is written in a style which more resembles the Nyaya. So he again brings in much more things that are there, more than what is there in the Manorama itself. Okay. So Shabdaratna is a study by itself. It is another thing to study the Shabdaratna. On the Shabdaratna, any other commentaries which we find are all commentaries on Proudha Manorama with Shabdaratna. So so far I have not found any useful commentary on just the moola of the Pradhana Dharma. All of them include the Shabda Ratna. Okay, so for example, there is Bhairavi, there is Bhava Prakasha and others, but all of them comment on the Prouda Manorama along with the Shabda Ratna. So there are also some granthas which have been written particularly to for the Khandana of Manorama. So there is Jagannatha Pandita, who is the famous Rasagangadhara author. So he has written Manorama Kuchamardhanam, which is specifically to contest and prove Manorama wrong. So there is also a Manorama Khandanam, etc. So there is a lot of literature, but in the current class, we will be going only through the Moola of Proudha Manorama. Okay. So Proudha Manorama yaha Moola Matram Adhiyate Pancha Santhyantam. So for this, you will require a text of the Proudha Manorama. So on the site and in the portal, I put up a few useful editions of the Manorama. So far, I have not been able to find any online edition of the Manorama. There is one in digital library, but otherwise there has been, have not been able to find any downloadable version of the Manorama. So, Jayalakshmi says there is no, they don't have the Manorama. That's surprising. So, any edition of the Proto Manorama will do. Those are just the readings which I suggested, but I mean, any edition which they have should do. Do they have any edition or they don't have the Manorama at all? Okay, so I mean, if you tell her, she should be able to get it. I'm surprised because okay, for now we'll have to do so. As I said, I cannot find an online edition, but I see that I heard that one of my friends has typed a bit of the Manorama. So I'll see if I can share a file which has at least the Moola of the Prouda Manorama. So that is one book. Along with it, you should also obviously have the Siddhanta Kaumudi and the Ashtadhyayi, which I assume you all have. So, Manorama, see if you can find it or if anybody can have a soft copy. Online also, I mean, even for buying it online, I'm not sure if it is available. I could not find it. If it is not there, we will do it. As in, you'll definitely get a Moola Matra, at least you will have it. Okay. So, are there Proudha Manorama available on the net? Please share the link. So, that others can use it. No, I mean, there is nothing about being good. As long as it has the Moola, it is fine for us. Okay, we are not worried about the content or the commentary even, because we are not. If it is a scanned copy, not sure how good clear it will be. So we'll see. Probably by the next 2 weeks, you will have some form of the Moola of the Proudha Manorama. Even if you don't have it, you will have it in the notes. So the slides will have the Moola, all lines from the Moola. Yes, DLI has old editions, but I mean, I was not able to access it because of some software issue on my end. So, need to see. So, the Manorama, the Siddhanta Kaumudi, and the Ashtadhyayi. So, for the Manorama, it is always very important. Please make sure you go through the Kaumudi before you come for the Proudha Manorama class. So, this class is only once a week, so it should not be a big problem. Because the aim should be to at least understand the Kaumudi when we are studying the Manorama. Even if Manorama might be, even if we don't understand entirely the Manorama, at least the Kaumudi should be perfectly clear. Okay. So, please go through the relevant portion of the Kaumudi before you come for the Manorama class. Also, have the Ashtadhyayi, and Proudha Manorama requires a good knowledge of Prakriya. Okay. So, he cites many, many examples for each of the things. For example, the first itself, the beginning itself, you will see, he just gives a series of words. So, if we do not know the Prakriya, we will not be able to understand it. So, as far as possible, I'll try to give the words beforehand, what are the words which are required. So, you can try and see if you can find out the Prakriya of those words beforehand, so that you'll be able to understand better. Any questions, any time, please type in or you can unmute yourself and speak. So we'll start a bit of the text today. Any questions or anything to be asked or something? సంజ్ఞాప్రకరణం సిద్ధాంతకౌముద్యాం సంజ్ఞాప్రకరణం కథం ఆరభ్యతే హౌ డస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద సంజ్ఞాప్రకరణ ఆఫ్ ది సిద్ధాంతకౌముది స్టార్ట్ Sorry, please repeat. I could not. Halantyam. So before Halantyam, we have the Maheshwara Sutras. Right? So there is the Samyaprakana. The first sutram is Halantyam. Tatah Purvam Maheshwara Sutrani Santi. So, we'll just recollect them a lot more. So, Ayun, Rulukku, Ayong, Ayouch, Hayavarat, Lan, Nyamangananam, Jabhanj, Ghadhadash, Jabhadadash, Kapachatatha, Chatatav, Kapai, Shashasar, Hal. Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani, Anadi Samyathani, Heshamantya, Itaha, Lanj Sutre Akarishcha. So this is how Dikshitar starts the Siddhanta Kaumudi. He lists the Maheshwara Sutras and says the purpose of Maheshwara Sutras is for Pratyahara. Anadi Samyarthani An Ach Ityadi Pratyahara Karanartham Maheshwara Sutrani Esham Antyaha Itaha Prati Sutram Antimaha Varanaha Itsamyakaha Bhavati A I Un Ityatra Nakarasya Itsamya రుజక్ ఇత్యత్ర కకారస్యేత్సమ్య ఇత్యాది లణ్ సూత్రే అకారశ్చ లణ్ ఇతి షష్ఠ మాహేశ్వర సూత్రే యః అకారః లకారోత్తరః అకారః తస్యాపి ఇత్సమ్య అస్తి ఇతి ఉచ్యతే. తత్ర మాహేశ్వర సూత్రాన్ని పశ్యామశ్చేత్ ఆదౌ స్వరాః సంతి అ ఇ ఉ ఋ లు ఎ ఒ ఐ ఔ తతః హల్ వ్యంజనాన్ని ఆరభ్యంతే. హయవరల ఇతి అస్తి అనంతరం జభగఢధ జభగఢద యమగణన జభగఢద. సో ఆఫ్టర్ హ య వ ర ల హెల్ ఇస్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ లెటర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్గ ద ఫోర్త్ థర్డ్ సెకండ్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ ష ష స అండ్ హ అగైన్. హకారః ఏక ఏవ వర్ణః యః మాహేశ్వర సూత్రేషు ద్వివారం శ్రూయతే. ద ఓన్లీ లెటర్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిపీటెడ్ ఇన్ ద మాహేశ్వర సూత్రాస్ ఇస్ హకార. సో కౌముదీ డస్ నాట్ note the fact or mention why it is so. So the first thing which he takes in Manorama is this Hayavarat Prathamaha Hakara Nirdeshaha. Kimartham Hakaropadeshaha At Ash Hash In Grahaneshu Hakara Grahanarthaha. So Hayavarat Ityatra Hakaropadeshaha At Ash Hash In Grahaneshu హకార గ్రహణార్థ. సో హి సేస్ ద హకార ఇన్ హయవరట్ ఈస్ ఫార్ హకార టు బి ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ అట్ అష్ హష్ ఇన్ ఏతేషు చతుర్షు ప్రత్యాహారేషు హకారస్య గ్రహణం అపేక్ష్యతే తదర్థం అత్ర హకార గ్రహణం. సో హిస్ ఇన్క్లూజన్ ఆఫ్ హకార ఇస్ టు ఎన్ష్యూర్ దట్ హకార ఇస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ప్రత్యాహారాస్ అట్ అష్ హష్ ఇన్ చత్వారః ప్రత్యాహారాః. కిం ప్రయోజనం హకారస్య ఏతైః ప్రత్యాహారైః గ్రహణే కిం ప్రయోజనం ఇత్యపి తదతి అర్హేణ అడ్వ్యవాయేపి ఇతి నత్వం. అర్హేణ ప్రక్రియ యు షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ బికాజ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఈజీ ఫ్రమ్ ద పుల్లింగ అజంత పుల్లింగ అర్హ ఇది అకారాంతం ప్రాతిపదికం. టా విచ్ ఇస్ ద టా ప్రత్యయ విచ్ విభక్తి విచ్ వచన తృతీయ ఏకవచనే టా ప్రత్యయ సౌజ సమోక్షాభ్యాభ్యేభ్యాభ్యస్ ఇత్యాదిన టా ప్రత్యయ. టా ప్రత్యయ టకారస్య చుటు ఇత్యనేన ఇత్సమ్య తస్య లోపః ఇత్యనేన లోపః సో వి హావ్ ఆ అర్హ ఆ తతః టాంగసింగసాం ఇనాఖ్యాః ఇత్యనేన టా ప్రత్యయస్య స్థానే ఇన ఇది ఆదేశః క్రియతే అర్హ ఇన ఆద్గుణః ఇత్యనేన గుణే అర్హేన అట్కుపాంగు నివాయేతి ఇత్యనేన నట్వే అర్హేణ ఇది రూపం. సో అత్ర కథమస్తి అట్ కుప్ వాంగ్ ఆంగ్ ను అట్ కు పు ఆంగ్ ను వ్యవాయేపి కిముచ్యతే ఏతైహి వ్యస్తైహి యథాసంభవం మిలితైశ్చ వ్యవాయేపి రషాభ్యాం పరస్య నస్య నత్వం స్యాత్. సో నకార ఇస్ కన్వర్టెడ్ టు నకార ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై రేఫ అండ్ బిట్వీన్ ద రేఫ అండ్ ద నకార ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్. సో ఇఫ్ ద సెపరేషన్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ బై దీస్ లెటర్స్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ నత్వ. అట్ కు పు కవర్గః పవర్గః ఆంగ్ ను ఏతైహి వ్యవాయే నత్వం భవతి అన్యైహి వర్ణైహి వ్యవాయే నత్వం న భవతి. సో ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ రేఫ అండ్ నకార ఆర్ సెపరేటెడ్ బై వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ లెటర్స్ we have natva. If there is any other letter in between, we will not have natva. So idanim kim asti a r repha asti repha anantaram hakarah ekarah nakarah right. So repha and nakara are separated by h and a. ekarah at pratyahare grihyate hakarah adadibhihi vyavadhane natvam vidhiyate ati hakarasya grahana bhave. If hakara is not included here, హయవరట్టిది సూత్రే యది హకారస్య ఉపదేశః నాస్తి తదా అట్ ప్రత్యాహారే హకారస్య గ్రహణం న స్యాత్. హకారస్య అటి గ్రహణం యది నాస్తి తర్హి నత్వం న భవతి. సో అర్హేణ ఇత్యత్ర నత్వం న స్యాత్. సో వి వుడ్ నాట్ హావ్ నకార నత్వ ఇన్ అర్హేణ ఇఫ్ హకార ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ అట్. సో టు ఇన్క్లూడ్ హకార ఇన్ ద అట్ ప్రత్యాహార పాణిని the maheshwara himself has included hakara in the sutra, right? Is this clear? At pratyahare hakara grahanasya prayojanam arhena ityatra natvam. Deva hasanti bho bhago iti rohu yatvam. దేవాస్ హసంతి ఇది ఆరభ్యతే దేవ ఇది శబ్దాత్ ప్రథమా విభక్తౌ బహువచనే జస్ ప్రత్యయ దేవ అస్ ప్రథమయో పూర్వసవర్ణ ఇత్యనేన పూర్వసవర్ణే దేవాస్ ఇత్యస్తి. సో దేవాస్ హసంతి ఇతి స్థితే ససజుషోరుః ఇత్యనేన రుత్వం దేవార్ హసంతి తతః భో భగో అఘో అపూర్వస్య యోషి ఇత్యనేన రేఫస్య యత్వం రోహ యత్వం. సో దేవాయ హసంతి లోపశాకల్యస్య ఇత్యనేన యకారస్య లోపే దేవా హసంతి నాట్ లోపశాకల్యస్య ఐ థింక్ దిస్ ఇస్ హలి సర్వేషాం ఇత్యనేన లోపే దేవా హసంతి ఇది రూపం. సో ద ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ దేవా హసంతి విచ్ ఇస్ డిరైవ్డ్ బై అప్లయింగ్ ససజుషోరుః భో భగో అఘో అపూర్వస్య అండ్ లోపశాకల్యస్య. సో భో భగో అఘో అపూర్వస్య యః అషి అషి పరే రోహ యత్వం విధీయతే. సో రు ఇస్ కన్వర్టెడ్ టు యకార వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై అకార అ పూర్వస్య అషి పరే అశ్వర్ణే పరే యత్వం విధీయతే వెన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై అష్. యది అషి హకారస్య గ్రహణం న స్యాత్ ఇఫ్ హకార ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ అష్ దెన్ వి వుడ్ నాట్ హావ్ యకార. So, ru cannot be converted to ya because the following letter is not ash. Hakaraha yadi ash, ashpratyahare na grishyate,
tarhi atra yatvam nasyat. So there would not have been yakara, and the form devaha santi cannot be derived if hakara is not included in ash. So hakarasya at pratyahare grahanasya prayojanamasti, ash pratyahare grahanasya prayojanamasti. Yes, the sutra for lopa is halisarvesha. Lopa shakalyasya is ashi. Hali tu hali sarvesha mityanena lopa. So I'll correct that. So then he says hash pratyaharepi hakarasya grahanam apekshyate. Devo hasati ityasti. Devas hasati. Deva su prathama vibhaktau ekavachane su pratyaha. Devas hasati ityasti. Sashinshoruhu ityanena rutve deva ru hasati. Hashicha ityanena uttvam vidhiyate. So when followed by hash, the rape ru is converted to u. The previous one was yatva for rohu. Rohavo abho apurvasya yaha ashi. Atra tu hashicha ataha hrasvakara purvasya hrasvakarat parasya rohu. Hashipare uttvam bhavati. Deva u hasati. Adgunaha ityanena gune devo hasati. Iti rupam. Atra yadi hash pratyahare hakarasya grahanam nasti. Tarhi uttvam nasyat. Hashipare atah parasya roho uttvam vidhiyate. Hashicha says atah parasya roho uttvam syat hashi. Okay. So hashipare uttvam vidhiyate. So hashi grahanabhave uttvam nasyat. So there would not have been uttva if hakara is not included in hash. And the last one he says is in grahane hakarasya grahanam apekshyate. Lilihidhe vibhashetaha iti va dhaha. So this is a prakriya from tingantas. Okay, so far we had sandhi and suvantas. This is tinganta. Lih dhatoho lit lakaraha. Tatra dhvam, madhyama purushe bahuvachane dhvam pratyaha, tiptasji siptastha ityadina dhvam pratyaha. So, titatmane padanam tere ityanene etve, lih dhve, dvitvam bhavati litlakare, litidhato ranabhyasasya ityanena, lih dhve, haladisheshaha ityanena, sheshe li lih dhve, arthahatukasya dvaladehe. This is the sutra which we need now and the one after it. So the ardhadhatuka syed valadehe ityanena idagamaha dve pratyayasya it agamaha lilih I dve ityasti vibhashetaha ityanena dhatvam dhakarasya dhakaradeshaha mudhanyadeshaha vidhiyate. So dh is converted to dh by vibhashetaha. Okay. So it is optional. Vibhasha ityasti ataha pakshe lilih dve. Now the dhatva, murdhanyadesha, is given by vibhashetaha. What does it say? Inah paresham shidham lunglitam dhakarasya itavyavadhane va murdhanyadeshaha. This is what the sutra says. Inah paresham, that is in, there should be an in letter. Following it, if there is dhakara of shidham lung or lit. Okay, this is litaha dhakaraha. Litlakarasya dhakaraha. So, tasya itavyavadhane. So, there is an it between. There is in followed by it and there is dhakara of litlakara. Okay, you can see in this step, adhadhatuka syedvaladehe, hakaraha asti, hakaraha in. In grahanam, what are the letters which are taken by in? In pratyaharena keke varnaha grihyante. Which are the letters which are covered by the pratyahara in? I to la. In pratyaharaha sarvada parena nakarena. Right? Angrahanam purvena. An is always a e u. In is always e u r l a o i o h y v r l. Okay, so that is Siddhanta. In Grahanam Sarvada Parinanakarena. So Hakara is in. So it is followed by the Dhakara of Lit. In between there is It. That is the Ardhadhatuka Sied Valadehe. So in such condition, the Dhakara is optionally converted to Dhakara. That is what Vibhashetaha states. Inah Paresham Shibham Lunglitam Dhakarasya Itavyavadhane. So when the In, It, In and Dhakara are separated by it, there is Murdhanyadesha, that is, dh is converted to dh. Now, if hakara is not included in in, yadi hayavarat ityatra hakarasya upadeshaha nasti, tada hakarasya in grahanena grahanam nasyat. So, yadi ini hakarasya grahanam nasti, tarhi atra dhatvam nasyat. It is not shatva, dhatva, because inasparatvam nasti. So, hakarasya prayojanam kim? What is the use of putting hakara in hayavarat? Hayavarat ityatra hakarasya grahane chatvari prayojanani uktani. Chaturshu pratyahareshu hakarasya grahanartham. Keke pratyaharaha at. Which are the ones we studied? At, ash, hash and in. So that is what Dikshita says in the first sentence of the Manorama. Hakaropadeshaha at ash hash in grahaneshu hakara grahanarthaha. Eshu chatushu pratyahareshu hakarasya grahanam syat tadartham atra asvin maheshwara sutre hakaropadeshaha kriyate. At grahanasya kim prayojanam arhena ityatra natvam prayojanam ata vyavadhane natvam vidhiyate. Ashya grahanasya kim prayojanam deva hasanti ityatra ashipare roho yatvam vidhiyate. Ataha ashipare yatvam bhavet iti ashgrahane hakarasya grahanasya prayojanam. Hashgrahane prayojanam. Hashgrahane prayojanam tu devaha hasati. Atra hashicha ityanena hashipare roho utvam vidhiyate. In grahanasya prayojanam vibhashetaha ityanena murdhanyadeshaha dhakaradeshaha nilihidve ityatra. So inah parasya dhakarasya murdhanyadeshaha vidhiyate. So for inclusion of hakara in these four pratyaharas, hakara has been included in hayavarat. So after this he will say why hakara in hal. Hari hakara grahanasya kim prayojanam iti agre uchyate. And we will see that in the next class. Yes, there is a typing error in this slide where it should say dhatvam nasyat. Inah paratva bhavat dhatvam nasyat. Right. Any questions? So, Prabhu Manorama, as I told, has a lot of prakriya. I mean, you need to understand it. So, if you have not done these prakriyas earlier, don't worry. I mean, you are not expected to remember all of these. But do pay attention. Because, I mean, just listening to it, you will know a lot of prakriyas. And you have to pay the particular attention to that step at which the argument is being made. Okay. So, if you don't understand the prakriya, you will not understand the argument. Okay. So, Rikshidhar will just say, Lilihidhve. Vibhashetaha iti vadhaha. Kutradhatvam kimartham ityadi jnatavyam. Okay. So, just revise these or learn it beforehand. So, for the next class, there are a few prakriyas which are to be known. So, I will put up a list of those prakriyas. So, if you can, just go through the prakriya and try to be ready with the prakriya beforehand so that you will understand it better. We'll stop here for today and we'll continue next week. So, Dhyayam Dhyayam Param Brahma Smaram Smaram Guror Giraha Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Kurmah Praudhamanoramam.
I just forgot to tell you, the and the notes of the class will be available in the portal, sanskritfromhome.in. So if you just log in, this will be uploaded in probably 2 or 3 days. So not immediately, but within 2 or 3 days, you can access both the recording, audio recording and the file, the PDF file from the portal. So if you have any problems in accessing the notes or recordings or any other questions, please feel free to mail me. I think all of you have my email ID.